Hey, Chris Johnson here, still under quarantine, still under fucking lockdown, and I think people are starting to get a little stir crazy because they've started sending me requests, like podcast episode requests. I don't get many requests. I can think of one instance though. When I was at work once, somebody came up to me and this person knew that I had a podcast. And I remember they came up to me and they were like, hey, you should do an episode on these truck mirrors. And I was like, truck mirrors? What the fuck are you talking about? Apparently it's this big fucking scandal in his world. And he showed me a picture of like a pickup truck and it had these really weird fucking mirrors on it. The fucking side mirrors. They like jutted out. I was like, yeah, I see those. What about those? He's like, what do you think they look like? And I was like, well, I think they look kind of stupid. He's like, yeah, I know. You should do a fucking episode on that. The fuck are we going to talk about? Like, the episode's already over. I just did the episode. Fucking 5 seconds worth, right? It's over. These mirrors look stupid. But somebody gave me a different request, and it's a solid one. I hang out with my cousins a lot, and I was reminded of a story by old Mike Pekka, 18. Woke up to a text the other day. He's like, hey, man, I got a request for you. You should talk about this fucking story. And I looked at it, and I was like, motherfucker, I don't think I've ever mentioned this before. I got a fucking list of episodes on my computer, and I went through the entire fucking 300 whatever of these lists, and there was no reference to it. I was like, fuck, we're a go, baby. I oftentimes would get in trouble for shit that I don't do. If I do something though, like if I orchestrate the event, I somehow manage to get away with it. But if somebody else gets me involved with something, I'll generally end up taking the blame for that, even though I probably don't have anything to fucking do with it. My cousin would fuck with shit and fuck with people all the time. He's fucking always scheming. He's a fucking schemer. So there was a fucking picture online of a girl that we worked with. It was like a Christmas photo. It was the girl, her sister, and their dad. And they were opening gifts or some such shit. And he sent me the photo and he's like, dude, look at this picture of her fucking coworker and her dad. He's like, doesn't it look like his dad staring at her sister's tits? And I looked at it and it did. I don't know the guy, but if you looked at the photo, he was like leering. He was staring straight forward, but his eyes were off to the side. You know what I'm talking about? Like if he didn't want to turn his head and look, I'm not saying that he's staring at her tits, but let's say you wanted to look at somebody's something, you know, take a look at a guy's balls or something. You know, you're going to look straight ahead and you're just going to move your eyes. You know what I'm talking about? You just move the eyes to the side. So his eyes were off to the side and then it looked like they were focused right in on our coworker's sister's chest. I was like, yeah, that's pretty funny, bro. And then I thought that was the end of it. Well, what he ended up doing, he saved a copy of the picture for himself and he edited it. He took the picture and then he drew like dashes from the dude's eyes all the way to her sister's boobs. Her boobies. And then he showed me the photo and I was like, that's pretty funny. Like, he's basically drawing attention to the fact that it looks like the father staring at his daughter's chest, right? So he posts that picture online and he fucking tags me in it on Facebook. And just on a fucking off chance, you don't know what the fuck I'm referring to regarding social media, he basically put my name on it. So when I'd log into Facebook, I'd get an alert and I'd see the fucking photo. And if you clicked on the photo, it would say like Mike Pekka 18 with Chris Johnson and then the fucking picture would be there. This fucking blew up in my fucking face, even though I had nothing to fucking do with anything. All of a sudden, I'm getting all these fucking messages. I'm getting messages from the sister. I'm getting message from the fucking girl that we work with. They're like, why the fuck would you do that? I'm like, why the fuck would I do? What the fuck are you talking about? I didn't do a shit. They're like, that's disgusting. That's fucking terrible. Like, I don't know why you'd fucking do this to me. I was like, look, let me fucking tell you right now. I did not do shit. I logged onto the fucking Facebook. I saw my name attached to it. I didn't fucking make the photo. I don't have anything to do with the photo. I don't give a fuck about the photo. So I'm not gonna fucking apologize for the fucking photo. I didn't do anything. I was like, you wanna fucking bitch to somebody? Bitch at the guy who the fucking photo. Fuck off. I don't know. I just don't know how you could do this to me, the sister says. Because I knew the sister as well. And I was like, you know what? Well, like, I don't know either, I guess. I don't know how the fuck I had the audacity to sit on my ass doing nothing and get tagged in a fucking photo. It's not like I linked myself to the fucking photo. It's not like I commented on the fucking photo. I didn't do a goddamn thing. And then the person that we know like sent me a message and said, why would you do that to my dad? I was like, again, I didn't do a fucking thing to your dad. Why don't you talk to our mutual acquaintance and ask him why he posted the fucking photo? Because I didn't post the fucking photo. And they're like, yeah, but you're tagged in it. Again, I did not tag myself in the fucking photo. Jesus Christ, this isn't fucking complicated. She's like, my dad has a bad heart, and he saw that, and he got really upset. I was like, how the fuck did he see it? Does he have social media? She's like, no, I showed him. Why the fuck did you show him? What the fuck? Are you out of your fucking mind? Like, if I knew that a fucking family member I gave a shit about, like my fucking grandma, my grandma's in her fucking 80s, there's a fucking virus, you know, going around. If she contracts fucking COVID-19, and she's like, not doing very well, I'm not gonna fucking show her a picture that makes it look like she's staring at somebody's dick. You know what I mean? Like, if I think it's gonna fucking upset her, I'm not gonna fucking show her a picture. If you thought your dad was gonna fucking be upset if we showed him a goddamn photo, why the fuck did you show him the fucking photo? Like, and then you're blaming me for it? Like, it's my fault that you showed your dad a photo where it looks like he's looking at his fucking daughter's chest? I can't even fucking talk straight. It's like, motherfucker, this happened, what year is this? 2020? This probably happened 15 15 fucking years ago. I'm still getting pissed about it now. Just like thinking about the fucking, the idiocy of the fucking situation. Like, why the fuck are you blaming me for this? I didn't do a goddamn thing. And why are you showing your dad the picture, for fuck's sake? You could have just said, like, that's fucking douchey. You're showing him the photo, like, dad, look at this. They're making it look like you're staring at your daughter's chest. And then would he just, like, fucking clutch his arm and fall down? You gave him a fucking heart attack? And why the fuck would he be upset about it? Who gives a shit? Like, I'm sure he wasn't actually staring at it. Motherfucker. My cousin would pull a lot of shit. And I would always somehow be the one that would get, like, yelled at for it. Like, what the fuck do you want me to do about this? Look, I'm just here for the thrills. You know what I mean? I go where the thrills are. And there's some fucking laughs to be had here. I'm gonna fucking partake in the laughs. But Jesus Christ. So I guess the moral of the story is, if you ever see a fucking photo where it looks like a parent is looking at their fucking daughter's chest or you know, son's dick or whatever the fuck, anything that you deem inappropriate, don't have the audacity to allow yourself to be tagged in that photo, because apparently it's going to be shown to the individual and he's got a heart condition. So just keep that shit in mind. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when you get new podcast episodes. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Play and Spotify. Podbean is the host. There's a website and an app for that. Every fucking episode is there. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHatesYou, Instagram at Maybe5Minutes. I'm going to keep putting the podcast in my Facebook timeline as well.